Hello everybody, it's Mistel23 back with another video. This video I want to talk about the subject of Christmas, of course, since this is Christmas Eve. And I know a lot of the people who watch my channel are probably over more towards the east. I live in Arizona, so it's only about 10 o'clock here. And even for some people, even 10 o'clock is a little bit late. So I'm sure that a lot of people who are watching this live stream, I'm sure a lot of people won't watch this as a live stream, but watch this as a video later. So if you happen to watch this tomorrow, Merry Christmas. And I'll say that right now to also the two people who are watching. So I want to talk about, as the title says, the first coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. We're waiting for the second coming, but there was a first coming. There was a time when Jesus came down on this earth in human flesh. And I want to read a few scriptures about that and talk about the importance of what this day is about. It's not really about the date in particular or about the birthday, but it's about celebrating the fact that Christ came down in human form in order to live on this earth and to die for our sins. And he rose again after his 3 days after his death. So he came on this earth to save us from our sins. And the Bible says in the book of Philippians, I want to first talk about an important passage in that book. It says in Philippians chapter 2, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus." This is verse 5. "Who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross." So what this verse is telling us is that Jesus Christ was in the form of God, and he thought it not robbery to be equal with God, meaning he didn't think he was taking something from the Father and the fact that he was equal with God, which the Bible tells us. So Jesus Christ, who was God himself, the Bible says in John 1:1, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." Jesus Christ, who was God in heaven, came down to this earth. It says that he took upon the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of a man, and he's found in fashion as a man, and he humbled himself. So Christ, who was God in heaven, humbled himself. He came down to this earth in the form of a man. Now, the account of his birth is, before I go into the account of his birth, I want to talk about the fact that he is God, and that the Bible prophesies the coming of the Lord in various Old Testament passages. Now, in the book of John, in chapter 1, where it says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God," it says in verse 14, "And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." So Jesus Christ was the begotten, the only begotten Son of God, as it calls him also in John 3:16 and other places. He was the Son of God. He was in heaven. He was the Word, which is equal to God, according to verse 1. And he came down, he was made flesh, and he dwelt among us. And that's kind of hard to wrap our mind around, that the fact that God in heaven became man and became flesh down on this earth himself, that he dwelt among us, that we, well, not us particularly, but at least the people of his day, the apostles and his disciples, beheld God on earth. That was something that had never happened before. It says in John 1:18, "No man hath seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him." Now, of course, that's talking about the Father. Jesus said in also John 5:37 and John 6:46, and also says in 1 John 4:20, I think, that nobody has ever seen God. And then in Exodus chapter 33, verse 20, the Father says, "No man can't see my face and live." But just a couple of verses before that, in verse 11, it says that Moses spake to God face to face. Of course, he was speaking to the pre-incarnate Son. Now, we know that Jesus pre-existed because of these verses here in John, but also because of other verses such as in Micah chapter 5, which actually prophesies the birth of Christ in Bethlehem. It says in Micah chapter 5, verse 2, one of those short books in the minor prophets, so it's kind of hard to find. All right, Micah chapter 5, verse 2. "Now gather thyself in troops, O daughter of troops." Oh, this is a verse 1, actually, but I'll just read up to verse 2. "O daughter of troops, he hath laid siege against us. They shall smite the judge of Israel with a rod upon the cheek. But thou, Bethlehem Ephrathah." So it's the subject here is Bethlehem. Though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall he come forth unto me, that is, to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth have been from of old, from everlasting. So this is, of course, talking about the birth of Christ, that he would be born in Bethlehem, which is exactly where he's born, according to Matthew and Luke, the account of his birth in those two books. Now it says that his goings forth have been of old from everlasting. That talks about the fact that Jesus was begotten from eternity, that Jesus Christ has always been the Son of God, that he's always existed. In fact, the Bible refers to him as the creator of the world. That back in Psalm 33, verse 6, I think it says that God made the earth by his word. And Jesus Christ, of course, is the word of God. It says in John chapter 1, concerning the word, actually, it says in verse 2, the same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. So everything made on this earth, everything that exists in the heavens and the earth, were created through Jesus Christ. And it says in Colossians chapter 1, verse 15 and 16, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature, for by him were all things created, that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him. So, of course, Jesus Christ is God. He was the creator of the world, but he came down in human form in order to save us from our sins. And one last, or actually not, just a couple more scriptures before I actually go to those stories in Matthew and Luke. It says in 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16, and without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up into glory. So this is the mystery of godliness, that God was manifest. And manifest means revealed, seen. God was revealed or manifest in the flesh. Of course, we know from all these other verses that Jesus Christ came down, that he was born in Bethlehem. He was God himself, but he was born in human flesh. And he did that in order to pay for our sins on the cross, of course. Now, this was, again, prophecy not only in Micah 5, 2, but also in the book of Isaiah concerning his coming. It says, say to them that are of a fearful heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance. Even God will come with a recompense. He will come and save you. So this is talking about God coming down to this earth. It's a promise that God will come and save you. And of course, we know that the purpose of Jesus coming to this earth was to save us from our sins. So that's what it says in Matthew chapter 1, when the angel appeared to Joseph. Starting in verse 18, it says, now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privily. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. That's the purpose of Jesus coming to this world. Now all this was done, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, behold, a virgin shall be with child. Okay, that's talking about the Virgin Mary, that she did not have Jesus did not have a human father. His father was God, and the Holy Ghost put him into the womb of Mary. Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Now, this is a quote from Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14, which says this very same thing, that the virgin shall conceive and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. So, again, the fact that Jesus Christ is God, that God came down on this earth to be with us. And it also says the same thing in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. It says, I don't want to butcher this, so I'm going to just turn there. So I don't have the quote memorized exactly. It says in verse 9, or chapter 9, verse 6, For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. So Jesus, this, of course, is talking about a child being born of the world, but just called the Mighty God. So Jesus Christ himself, as God, as the creator of the world, came down to this world and was born of the Holy Ghost. And of course, there's a lot of other scriptures I could talk about. There's the rest of Matthew chapter 2, which talks about how he was born in Bethlehem. It even quotes from Micah 5:2 in verse 6 of Matthew 2. And then in the book of Luke, there's another nativity story, which goes into more detail and even includes the story of the birth of John the Baptist as well. Oh man, I just dropped a bunch of stuff. It says in Luke chapter 1, and Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was, while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flocks by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, you shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, Let us go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, and it was told unto them. And when 8 days were accomplished for the circumcising of the child, his name was called Jesus, which was so named of the angel before he was conceived in the womb. So all these scriptures show the importance of Christ's birth. This is a story which is in the Bible. It's not just something that we celebrate for no reason. It's something that is talked about in the Bible. And the purpose of the purpose of the coming of the Lord is to save us from our sins. He was God in the flesh, who was manifest in this earth. And that's, again, kind of hard to wrap our mind around. It's kind of just really hard to think about that. The fact that the Lord left heaven in order to give us grace, in order to save us. So there's a lot of other things I could talk about in this video, but I just want to keep it short. It's a little bit late. So I thank you, everybody, for watching, and just keep that in mind throughout this day. It's not about anything else. This day, this Christmas Day celebration, is all about Christ. So thank you, everybody, for watching, and goodbye.